this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
The worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my way.
Please keep in touch.
Someone actually said you were looking for us, so we decided to do a live show. It's been a while, but this is Ted Hicks. Across from me is Rich Valdez.
Eddie Ted. What's up, man?
What's going on?
All good, all good. How are you?
Pretty good. Brian Graves is holding down engineering, holding down the boards as he usually does.
As always.
Big shout out to 1240 AM WGBB. Late Night Parents is the place where you can go and you can find our latest blogs and podcasts and YouTube channels and everything else that you want to find. It's kind of like a catch-all site. The site, again, is latenightparents.com. Or for those of you that are lazy, lnp.tv will also get you there.
That's not lazy. It's just a little bit more efficient.
Okay. Okay. It's kind of when you say, hey, he's cheap. No, he's a spendthrift.
He's frugal.
He's frugal. I value my keystrokes.
There you go.
Rich, it's been a while. It's good to see you.
It has been. Same here, Ted.
And a lot has happened since, I think, last time we were together here in the studio. Long Island. Big shout out to Long Island. A couple of weeks ago. And had a few people, a few stations hitting us up to say, nice. Are you guys on summer vacation?
Really?
What's going on? I was just like, here's content that you never heard. And right. It was just like, well, we can tell it's different.
It doesn't have the fire and energy of the two of us in the studio together.
It's me just droning on and on and on, talking about tech and this and that. And now they were actually shows that we aired when it was just a little itty-bitty podcast.
Okay.
Before it matured into something global.
The phenomenon. The juggernaut. The media juggernaut that
is somebody. It's whenever you get here, and it's just like, you can tell when it's a fresh show. You can tell when it's energy versus, like I said, there are certain times I do drone. I might not drone in front of you, but I drone.
The talent to keep the conversation going.
Oh, my goodness. Especially when that's the talent is just by myself, me, myself, and I. And I'm just like, Ted, so what do you think about this?
That's the best way.
Well, I will pontificate on, you know, it's great when you can have a conversation by yourself and you can be far left and far right.
Right.
And you just
can't
like,
get mad at yourself.
No. And then the third personality comes straight down the middle and it's kind of like, well, hey, I'm the independent in the room. And
but this is what I have to say.
I'm Rich. A lot of stuff. I will say Gilroy, California, El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio. Yeesh.
Yeah, a lot has gone on since we've been on the air. To all those cities just mentioned, of course, we feel for you. Our prayers are with you. Our thoughts. I mean, not just to ramble on about it, but yeah,
right.
More shootings, more angry people.
Yeah. More guns, because this is where I think there's only a few topics that we go left and right on.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, you got to pull back these guns. And where you might see it different or, you know, and I know our president sees it, this is a mental health issue. The gun doesn't fire the trigger. And I'm like,
that's true. And yeah, you're right. This is one of those topics that we go side to side on, but not fully side to side. So where there is definitely a camp that says no restrictions, everyone should be able to get a gun. Nah, I don't sit in that camp either. I'm actually okay with the background checks everywhere. I'm okay with the registration.
Okay.
But I am of the, all right, once you've done that and gone through that, get whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm of the, you know, of that opinion. And I'm also okay with no machine guns. Yeah, civilians don't need machine guns. They're a lot of fun to shoot and all that.
Right.
But, you know, it is hard to justify a civilian with a machine gun. Can't go buy one as it is. Let me clarify that before someone says, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yes, I know. You cannot go buy a machine gun. I know you have to get a stamp to get a silencer or a suppressor. There's a whole bunch of things you can't just go out and do. And no, no one can go and just buy a pistol without the background check. But the gun registration piece of it, there are a lot of states that don't require that. And I'm okay with the registration. Because for one thing, the law enforcement side of things, I feel that if you're a part of law enforcement and you're responding to a call, and especially if it's like a domestic violence call, you need to know what you could be potentially walking into.
Okay.
So, and that's how the only way with that is handgun registration.
Right. Okay. I mean, maybe for next week's show, I wanted to get Jesse Nuez to join us for a segment. Because we were talking about whether or not if the media failed Latinos in general with this El Paso massacre. I mean, because we saw brown people go down.
Downplayed.
We saw black people go down.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of noted where things will, when these type of things happen to black people, whether, you know, it's a run-in with law enforcement or whatever the case is, like, it's on the Chiron.
Right.
For some cases, it might be 72 hours.
Right.
And then it's really on to the next thing. And then you don't hear about it. And then maybe like a year later, you hear about, hey, no charges were filed.
Right.
And then the family goes and gets their customary $2.3 million check.
And that's that.
And then that's that. Of that, the attorney takes a third.
Yes, he does.
And then, I was going to get real funky, but I won't.
Get funky. No, get funky,
I was going to say then, you know, Ray Ray and Daniqua.
Everyone's
hands are out. And there's a person gone. And it's usually a black male. Mm-hmm. In this case, in El Paso, a lot of brown people.
Yes. And one angry Caucasian person.
Yes. And that's true.
Which happens to be the case more often than not.
It's
a male Caucasian, got his gripes with whatever, and goes out and shoots a bunch of people.
Now, after this, I think over the last 24 to 48 hours, Walmart has chimed in to say, I think they've sold more ammo and sold, I mean, basically they chimed in to say their numbers are going through the roof.
People want to buy.
People are
concerned that here we go again. There may be a grab. Let me get what I can while I can.
Mm.
But see, those people are not the problem.
No.
You look at the millions of firearms in the public.
I'm hearing 350 million. Firearms.
Easily believe that.
350.
Easily. I don't know any firearm owner that has only one firearm. And I'm lumping together pistols and rifles.
So I got a question. Question for you. And for the people that hunt, this is just a general question.
Yeah.
For the people that hunt, are they out there hunting with an AR-15?
In some cases, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like out in Texas, hunting boars, wild boars and all that. They're hunting with ARs.
Okay. I don't know, Rich. It seems like I said, every few, unfortunately, because if we look at this year, the amount of shootings that have happened. Now, two different distinctions here. Shootings that have happened versus mass shootings that have been publicized.
Right.
You know, so is it a shooting a day, but only anything over two or anything over three?
I think it's three.
Three.
I think.
It's considered mass, and it's usually when we hear these unbelievable numbers that's when every cable news station deploys their people, and they're there for 72 to 96 hours, and then
on to the next whatever.
Back in the studio.
Yeah.
Or they're talking about the economy.
Right.
So this past week, I was on my way home, and I heard there was something going on in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, it was, I don't know if it was, it sounded like it was a drug raid.
That's what I thought initially. I didn't hear the rest of the, the story.
It was a drug raid. I'm not in law enforcement. I know a lot of people that are in law enforcement.
Right.
Family and friends. Unfortunately, a situation happened where I think six cops were injured.
Six injured. Thank goodness, no loss of life.
No loss of life. Two were not really taken hostage, but they somehow got stuck inside
the room or inside the
den
the apartment
or
area. Right. Yeah, and were kind of trapped in there with the gunman for a while.
And it just goes back to, for me, it's like, there's a lack of respect for law enforcement. I mean, it's easy for us to say, you know, yes, we've seen, you know, being a black person, seeing injustices done to brown people also, that, you know, this type of, you know, situations will happen.
Right.
But, I mean, the amount of disrespect and just in a crazy situation like that.
Right. And see, the problem was as the disrespect increases, the return feelings will increase.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be on a losing side of that.
Of course.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned the whole disrespect thing. And, you know, we had in New York about a month ago? When it was really, really hot, kids throwing water on the police.
Kids throwing water on the police.
I don't know how many of my friends of around our age said, had this happened back in the day, that cop would have turned around, swung that nightstick, swung that fist, you would have shut the hell up, and would have walked away, and it would have been done.
That's when it would have been a silly club.
A silly club, yes. Little handheld. Yes, back in the day. Of course, now the officer's hands are tied. They can't respond. And not that that necessarily would have been appropriate, but, you know, it's like some people just seem to feel that, yeah, they can just go and do whatever they want and be fully disrespectful to law enforcement.
Right. So I'll talk about what happened last night. Yes, we're a local show. We do air out, you know, all over the U.S., but Marcy Projects,
Brooklyn.
Marcy Day.
Tell me about it.
You would think it
was Marcy Projects, home of Jay-Z.
Home of Jay-Z, who we'll get to. We'll air him out next.
Okay.
But Marcy Projects, it was Marcy Day. So every local urban community usually has their day in the summer, as long as I remember. I mean, you might remember that in Rochdale. I remember that in Springfield. I remember that in Laurelton.
Mm-hmm.
But Marcy Day. So you think in, you know, barbecues,
right,
cookouts,
well, Marcy
grills.
Day is gonna be everyone hanging out in the street. They're going to shut down.
Right.
A few.
Yeah, block party.
Maybe.
Right.
A few, I forget what
they have the music going, everything else like that.
Right.
Some stuff out there for kids. And then, you know, at a certain time, I'm not sure how long that permit is good for. It usually changes from the kids to the adult party.
Right.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm not sure what happened last night. Because I was reading in the New York Post. And the New York Post is far right-leaning.
They tend to be.
I tend to like to read it because I kind of am aware what's going on from the left side.
Right.
So let me see what's going on from the
right.
Right.
You have to read both sides to get a little more knowledge.
And the real reason I also read the Post is, the online version of the Post is, it's one of the last few newspapers, Rich, that aren't trying to charge you for a subscription fee.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's like you can get there and you can flip through all the daily articles, where most of these online newspapers nowadays is like,
you've reached your limit of views, three views for this week or month, get
a
subscription.
Thank you very much.
Right.
So, all in all, the Post reported that the people there were out of control. And we're pushing back against the cops.
Physically, literally pushing back?
Literally, physically pushing back. The cops pulled out mace.
Mm-hmm.
They showed someone was on Instagram. They ran into like a local bodega.
Right.
Was running in there grabbing milk, telling the owner, we're going to pay for this. Grabbing the milk, pouring it in their eyes. Mm. Because, you know, it just gets to a point where, okay, what in the world is going on here?
Right.
I don't know. It's one of those situations where we can say, okay, we weren't there.
Right.
You wake up in the morning.
The rest of the story.
And you're like, what? What happened? This is supposed to be like a peaceful day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the cops know, hey, you're going to be down here. It's like Juve. I mean, how many times do we have to talk about Juve?
Having a party. But you don't know what happened. We don't know.
We don't know.
We weren't there.
We saw video of people maced.
Right.
We saw a bunch of people maced.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was like, hey, it's time to break up the party, or hey, that your permit is up.
Reason. That wouldn't be a good enough reason.
That wouldn't be a good enough reason.
No.
It's just, I guess we talked about it years ago, the community policing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the lack of a relationship mm-hmm. between that police officer or that specific precinct and a specific neighborhood.
Right, right.
The, you know, block associations, you know, all that's gone.
Right.
And it's not coming back.
No, as populations grow and budgets lessen, it's got to be hard for the police department to try to keep up with everything. And you're right. The days of, you know, Officer Bob who
right.
walked the beat.
Mm-hmm.
The store owners knew the guy by first name.
Yes.
He could walk by and say, hey, Joe, is everything okay in there?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Joe might say, oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so's kid down the block
mm-hmm.
shoplifted for me the other day.
Right.
You know, go talk to him or something. Those days are gone.
Those days are gone.
Long gone. I don't know, there it is, as we started this conversation with, the overall lack of respect.
Right.
So now you got little kids out there who'll yell off and mouth back at the police. And the police are there to do their job. No one volunteers to do it.
If we were without police.
Anarchy.
Total.
Total madness.
So.
And there are some people who would like that.
But as much as we push back on the police, and we push back on our absentee mayor, who is once again out there showing for votes.
I want to be president.
So
no, you don't.
So all you know, all ATLL is breaking loose in Brooklyn.
Right.
Wouldn't you think your local official who oversees that
should be out there to say something?
Should be out there to say something.
You'd think.
Instead of either in Iowa or shilling for the black vote. Because
they were all
20-plus candidates were in, where were they? Somewhere down south, petitioning
mm-hmm.
the blacks.
The community.
Yes.
Petitioning the community for the votes.
For the votes. I'm like, you know, and you wonder, because I know these people are smart enough to say, okay, we won't point out de Blasio because we beat him right. up enough.
No, we don't.
Okay. Okay. But Mayor X.
Right, Mayor X.
Okay, Mayor X. You're here roughly 600 or 700 miles away
right.
from your home state.
Mm-hmm. From your home city.
From your home city. And we see on our phone, hey, all you know what is happening.
You're jumping off right now, yes.
What are you doing? Because if you don't have mm-hmm. control there,
how are you going to have control from here and for the rest, for your state, for the country?
Right.
Yep.
So you can't control New York as a whole has how many?
Millions?
Yeah. At least 8 or 9.
It's higher than that, I believe.
8 or 9 in Manhattan alone,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you expected to oversee 330 million people, not counting the people who have illegally got over here? We won't touch that. Okay? Because then
whole new ball game.
Big shout out to Life Improvement Radio. But yeah, it's hey, this is Ted and Rich with Late Night Parents. Rich, I'm just saying, the last time we saw stuff like this happening was in the David Dinkins era.
Right, and then we got Giuliani.
And he came in there with an iron
straightened
fist.
Straightened crap out.
And was like, I'm going to straighten it out. And next thing you know...
Next thing you know, Disney's in Times Square.
Disney's in Times Square. People were getting broomsticks rammed certain
that
places.
Happened too.
I mean, people were getting shot.
I I'm a law enforcement leaning kind of guy.
Yes, and I respect that.
Especially for New York City.
Come on.
You got to be tight.
You got to be tight.
You got to with an iron fist. Nothing illegal. Don't misstate or misunderstand my statements. I'm not talking about anyone assaulting anyone out of pocket. I'm not talking about anything like that. But law enforcement needs to be able to enforce the law.
Of course.
And that's
of course.
It. Can't hold their hands, can't tie their hands.
I remember I was down at Times Square. This is going to date me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was when Giuliani first took over.
Okay.
So it was like, I don't know if it was like the stroke of 12 or whatever, but I remember the police officers at the time down there. This is when Times Square used to be super packed.
Right, right.
Not what it is now.
Yeah,
it's
it
like,
is a little less now. Yeah.
But I remember, you know, the police officers saying, it's Giuliani time. And it was just like, and you just look like
what's that
what?
Mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, you know, city getting out of control. I mean, I just feel this much. If you're going to be down there shilling for votes and focusing on something else. Then give over the matrix of leadership to Cory Johnson, who is the council speaker.
Adam, yeah, also from Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give it over now. Give it over now. We say the same thing with Mayor Pete. You know, he was down
He's
there looking for
around.
Votes, and there was a shooting. Like, you know, someone got shot in his city.
Right.
He had to leave.
Right.
He had to leave.
So, he's got to respond. Granted, no one can be prescient and know what's going to happen while they're away.
Right.
But as soon as you find out about it, you have to respond properly.
You got to go.
Jump on either get. And who knows? He may have gotten on the phone with the proper people. I can't think that he didn't. I mean,
right.
Come on.
But if not, then you have Bruce Wayne, Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, well, you always got Andy, who's like, I'm the governor, but I'll be the mayor, too.
I'll be the mayor, too. I'll fix your problem in your city. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know where to be found?
Mm-hmm. No, I got it.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bruce Wayne running around here. You know, I mean, he's everywhere.
Yes, he is.
He just shows right up.
He's got the perfect platform to try that presidency because now face it, New York is New York. New York is a national review, nationally under the microscope. Whatever happens here in politics gets seen everywhere, so... He's making his play, making his move.
We're not going to beat that topic to death. I guess real quickly, we'll just talk about, I just want your feelings when you heard Sean Carter, Jay-Z, deal with the NFL. What was your overall feeling?
Well, to be honest, I only heard about it about an hour ago.
Okay.
I don't know what team is he getting this majority stake in? Oh,
no
is that
knows.
That's oh really? So that has not been announced yet.
No one knows.
With that information in mind, I don't see where it makes a difference to anything else. He's just another billionaire at this point, investing in a sports team.
Initially I think the way the messaging was rolled out was done haphazardly.
What do you think? It sounds like you think something went wrong with the communication.
Yeah, because initially was, hey, Jay-Z is going to be partnering for social justice reform with the NFL.
Okay.
And will be producing and or his company will be producing and or managing the halftime show for
I heard
Super
about
Bowl.
That. Right.
Then it totally morphs separate. Into he's going to be a
majority owner of a team.
Right.
So it's really two completely separate items. Or is it? I mean, it sounds like one really should have nothing to do with the other.
Well, I just think...
It's going to be Roc Nation running.
Roc Nation running.
Right.
He's going to have to divest himself if he wants to be an owner.
Well, that would make sense.
Right.
Okay, right.
So you divest yourself, then you can go be an owner
right.
wherever you're going to be.
Right.
And
Beyonce can now take over Roc Nation.
Right.
And that's that.
And that's that. And that's that. But I think it's more on the lines of every urban station
mm-hmm.
was talking about this.
Right.
Whether or not Jay-Z was a sellout.
Why call him a sellout? I don't even see that.
For taking over or for buying
an NFL team?
Well, you gotta look a little bit deeper because people are saying Colin Kaepernick is still not playing. It's 3 years later. Jay-Z was telling people don't perform at the Super Bowl
right,
shows
right.
and don't do this and don't do that until Cap gets a job. So Cap still doesn't have a job 3 years later.
Right.
And now he's in bed with Roger Goodell.
How better to make change unless you become part of the, I'm not going to say part of the problem, part of the organization that's causing a problem, if you will.
We don't know enough about the deal itself.
Right.
There's a lot of reports and speculation.
Right.
Okay. So that's number one. Number two, the way to make change, to change something, you know, what it might be considered the good old boys network, I guess, is to get in there
and break it up.
And try to break things up.
Right. I mean, at worst, not that it necessarily works like a democracy, but that gives him a vote, quote unquote.
That gives him a vote.
He's got a vote. He's got say.
Right. And the NFL has street cred.
And yeah, NFL gets a little cred out of this, right? Look, we got Jay-Z. But
we got Jay-Z, and we've swept Colin Kaepernick under the rug. But if Jay-Z is able to turn around and say, somehow, mm-hmm. get this man employed somewhere.
If he becomes an owner, he can just hire him.
Yeah, right? Hire him himself. Yeah, you're right.
There you go. And it doesn't necessarily mean hire him to play. He can hire him to do whatever
mm-hmm.
within the organization.
I think it's still too early. There's so many people had hot takes on
right.
whether or not he sold out.
I don't see it. Even with his statements, his prior statements, I don't see that as a I don't see it as a statement. Because he's not taking money. He's laying out money.
But he's taking money in regards to the partnership with
right.
the halftime stuff. But then he's getting the NFL to pay out for social justice reform.
I was going to say, that's I don't even see that as so much taking money as more trying to become an agent of change.
Okay.
Because right? if he's doing that, I mean, he's getting paid for it. And there's no reason, nothing that says he shouldn't get paid. Especially if he's going to put forth halftime media that's different from what we always get. If he's going to present something that we're talking for change, for social justice. It costs money to put this together, right?
Of course.
So he should get paid. And if he does a good job of it, he should get paid well.
If you were of the stature, because your stature is much, much larger, your portfolio and your platform... is that much larger than Jay-Z. Rich, would you personally have jumped in bed with the NFL?
Need more background information.
Okay.
We don't know what the terms are. We don't know where the team is. We don't know anything about that.
We don't know anything about it. We just know here's, like I said, it goes back to messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Messaging could have been done so much differently,
right.
And you could have cleaned it up
right.
to the point where it could have been like, okay, we're partnering. Here are our initial initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the end goal of one of the things that we want to do out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have laid it out cleanly like that rather than it just leak.
Right, like this. Because, you know, one side of the argument, the negotiation, mm-hmm. could have been Jay-Z saying something of the to the effect of, there isn't a single NFL team with a black owner.
Correct.
I am going to change that right now. Y'all are gonna sell me a team.
It's powerful.
And now if it came out like that, would you have an issue with it?
No.
So no. We don't know.
We don't know.
And I'm sorry, I tend to think it goes a little closer to that, because we're not talking little bits of money. We don't know what the terms of the deal are, right?
No, we don't know anything.
NFL team.
Billions.
How many billions?
Billions.
So
I mean, Panthers just went for $2.3 billion.
Okay. So we're not talking small change here.
Only if he's going in as a minority owner.
Right.
If he's going in as a minority owner. Yeah,
a little bit of a share, you can go in with a couple million.
Then you can go in and you can put, you know, 500 mil down say, boom. That, you know, because I think what's different about with NFL versus MLB and MLS and NBA is the group itself could only be also large.
Right.
So, I mean, because the goal is, hey, you got to get to 51%.
Right.
But I think with some of these groups, I think we figured this out with baseball. When the Dodgers were being sold, mm-hmm. it was like, even though the deals were similar, but it was like the group size. Like, you want to keep it as a smaller group versus a larger group, everyone trying to throw their money in, like Oprah and this one and that one, so that you have one voice or you have a figurehead.
Right.
He could become like a Magic Johnson. Why like not? A figurehead.
A figurehead, right.
Like where you see him out here, but, you know.
An invested figurehead.
But, you know. And doing more than just shucking and jiving and sitting on, you know, sitting mm-hmm. in a luxury box. Mm-hmm. So, waiting more for more information to come out. This is Late Night Parents, ways to follow the show, latenightparents.com. This is Rich and Ted. Rich, it was mentioned Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu bundled together. For the low price.
$12.99.
R-U-N.
I would be very willing to examine it. I mean, Disney Plus, that gives us Marvel, it gives us Star Wars.
Yes. Pixar.
Things are very near and dear to me. ESPN Plus, great.
Okay.
You know, I'm not the big sports guy, but all right, that's nice. Hulu, so that gives us a lot of the NBC content and the other TV content that they have. I think that's actually a pretty good deal. $12.99 for that package, if they're giving you access to all of that, you team that up with your Netflix, I think it's a win.
So that's almost $30.
Right. But $30 streaming content.
$30.
Between the two. You could seriously look at dropping some other subscriptions, or you could seriously think about cable. So if you're in a major metropolitan area,
mm-hmm.
and you can again package your Netflix, your Disney package here,
mm-hmm.
and sure, throw in another one, throw in HBO, because what's that, about $10 a month, I think, something
HBO
like
Max.
That. So we'll call it $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop cable TV.
You can drop cable.
Go broadcast, so you still get in New York. You're going to pick up about 40 different channels.
And you got all these different services nowadays that are offering free broadcast channels.
Right.
Whether online mm-hmm. or whether, you know, you get it through the rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Get it through the antenna in the window.
Okay.
It's not a bad deal. It doesn't sound like a bad deal at all.
No, it doesn't. But when you included HBO Max.
Yep.
You included Netflix, and you included the bundle, Disney Plus bundle.
$50 a month.
That's $50.
We'll round it to $50 a month.
Yeah, that's $50.
Yes, it is.
I mean, still cheaper than cable.
Much. Cable, if you could drop the box.
It's ridiculous with cable.
I spent $50 a month just for boxes. Forget the subscription side of things. Just the boxes, rental, $10 each.
So just from your provider, you'll just need broadband.
Right.
Would you beef up the broadband, or would you leave it the same?
I got 200. It's perfectly good.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's a good idea. Good point. Let's see. Let's see what happens there.
I would love to see an opportunity where they give you like a week
trial. Sure, they will. They've got to.
That's the only thing I can think of is, now it's going to be really good when, you know, most of those Marvel Disney Plus series comes out.
And all like, hit. Yep.
Only problem I have with that is, and of course we always have to have a problem.
Yep.
The Marvel / Disney shows.
Yep.
I'm hearing six episodes. Yep. 6 hours, six episodes.
That's it.
So like Loki, six episodes.
All right.
6 hours worth.
Well, if they do this, maybe this gives them a little more money for production. And we'll start seeing some more things a la Netflix, mm-hmm. a la Hulu's already doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that'll help. Or I can't say that I'm not a fan of keep it short and sweet.
Oh, okay.
You know, like you said, six to ten episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a good storyline. Start, middle, end, done. You can always create a whole nother. It's not like you're, unless you're killing a character off. It's not like you can't say, all right, well, here's in a year, here's another six episode storyline for that character. And all the content, there's enough characters. They could roll through that every month and a half.
Right.
You're getting a new story with a new major mm-hmm. character. Mm-hmm. That could go on forever.
So Disney and Charter are working together to limit account sharing. It's a story of the rich getting richer. So I thought most of these services, aren't they made with the ability that you can have, hey, I can have four accounts or
yes.
three accounts?
Yep.
Or,
I mean, the one major, I'm just a big Netflix guy.
Right.
So, yeah.
But like, even in your household, I mean.
There's five login accounts.
There's five login accounts.
Five people log in. And
right.
They aren't all in the same state.
Right. And right. everyone has their own profile.
Yes.
And you're like, stay out of my profile.
Yes, exactly. And they do.
So it makes me think that, you know, Disney is working with Charter, which is
yep.
going to be providing ISP,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be like, hey,
Charter Communications.
Hey, if you see this login coming from, you know.
See, I don't think it'll be.
Will they get as granular as that?
I think it's going to be like, if you see this login 50 times
okay.
from all these different locations, or even from one general location, that's a problem. And I think they're within their rights to do that.
Okay.
You know, like you were saying, if you give me five logins, and I've given it to five people to log in,
mm-hmm.
and especially if they're family,
right?
You can't have a problem
it
with that.
It could be concurrent.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. But so many people do share accounts and give it to their friends. Who gives it to a friend?
Right.
And 50, 60, 100. You
right.
never know. College campuses, things like
right,
that. Everyone's
right,
sharing
right,
everything.
Right.
So I think that's within their rights.
Okay. So if I say to you, Rich, what is dog fishing?
I'm going to say to you, Ted, I don't know what is dog fishing.
Oh, my goodness. I heard this on, I think I heard it on 1010 Wins.
Dog fishing. All right.
Dog fishing. You've heard of catfishing.
Of course.
We've all heard of catfishing.
Of course. It's a okay. great TV show, by the way.
Right. Dog fishing is a person, I guess, who goes on a dating site.
Right.
And takes a picture and posts a picture of themselves with a dog.
Okay.
So that...
So the person says, oh, look at them in their little pooch.
And they match themselves up and say, hey, I have a pooch too. And then, but there's starting to be many cases of people not actually having dogs. And I guess they're just trying to enhance their profile or their portfolio.
Yes.
And
all right, this is hysterical.
It's dog fishing. I thought it was crazy. I was like, what?
You got to think, though, whoever that first person who thought about it
right.
is like, I know. the opposite sex likes pets, likes right. dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put one in my picture.
Right.
And suddenly that one got swiped right 20 times more than every other one.
Oh, my goodness. I saw the thing on dog picture. I was like, what is this? Is this a joke?
So now I guess people will just have to be smart, and if they see someone posing with a pet, they're like, I don't believe it's real.
Right.
Bypass that one.
Or either that, or when you actually go out with the person and you say, hey.
How's Fido? Fido's great. That's funny. I thought you said his name was Rex.
I could not imagine the dating scene in 2019, 2020.
Oh, my God.
I could not imagine it.
I don't even want to think about it.
Well, I mean, I said to one of my friends who's single, I said, so do you guys even, like, do you go out to the bar? Do you right. not? Do you right. go to church? Do you go, like, where do you actually meet people?
What was the answer?
Online.
That's the way to...
Online, period.
That is the first way just to meet someone these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could see that.
But I said, don't you need, like, physical interaction with someone?
That's the next step.
So
I guess the online bypasses the walk up to someone at the bar.
Say, hey, how are you?
Sitting here?
Right.
How you doing? So, no. Are you a swipe left or a swipe right? Okay, you're a swipe right.
Goodness.
Oh, I'll sit here. I mean, you never know. Maybe it does make it a hair easier because you still do have to get away from the computer screen or the phone screen and go meet the person somewhere, right?
You got to make the arrangements.
So maybe that, who knows, maybe that does work. Just that, you know, gets through that first filter of you guys have nothing in common. So you, this person you have something in common with. Go meet them, maybe.
Hmm.
Dog fishing.
Rich Palm's $5 smartphone plan. A cell phone bill cheaper than your Netflix subscription. It's like Palm will never die.
What can you say? I mean, the Palm, what was the last big phone they did? Was it the Pre? I think it was. I've lost track.
I was going to say the Trio, but it was beyond that.
Yeah, you might be there. They've had a couple of phones. I mean, their strength has always been after the phones, you know, after they lost out on phones, they still had the OS.
Right.
They still had development there. So,
but remember a few years ago, maybe like 10 years ago, weren't we testing like some Palm devices at work?
Yep.
And it was just like, this is awful.
This is awful. But didn't they, I think now they're Android based, I believe.
I think so.
So that's how you say, all right, we give up. We'll go with the mainstream and just go Android and develop around that.
So the thing is, you know, everyone's all caught up. Well, most of the world's caught up on the smartphones. What about the people that still like, you know, the good old-fashioned phones that, hey, I can just open the phone up and just dial whatever number I want to dial and call it a day?
Do they call those now feature phones?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Which is kind of funny because there are no features.
There are no features at all.
I mean, and there are some people who that's all they need.
I just need to dial.
Something to pick up, make a phone call.
Yes.
Don't even need or care about text messaging, anything like
no.
that. I just need to make a phone call.
So this Palm announced this past week its new introductory light plan, which offers 60 minutes of talk, okay. 200 text messages, and 200 megabytes of data.
I feel like I'm in 1995.
I know. Available for $5 a month, plus a one-time $60 payment if you sign up for the annual service.
Okay. I mean, 60 minutes of talk.
60 minutes of talk.
If you're never talking, all right. I mean, just here or there. So what I'm trying to figure out is why do this instead of you pick your vendor, 7-Eleven, go buy a phone on a, you know, pay-as-you-go service. I'm trying to figure out what the benefit here is.
I guess Palm is, it's, you know, an easier OS. I have yet to, you know what? I'm going to go and purchase one of these units and take a look at it. Is that or
Android based? So it's obviously got text messaging.
Yes.
If it's Android based, I wonder if it's going to support the Google Play Store.
Well, I could tell you probably something like that is probably no more than 3G.
Right,
I know
that too.
There's a bunch of phones like that that are like prepaid cell phones which are solely 3G. So it's going to be a little bit slower.
Right. You're not looking at videos on it.
No.
No media per se on it. But text messaging, sure. Phone calls, obviously. I think that's a great idea.
I think it is. I mean, for some of the people that are interested in something like that.
I mean, those numbers, that number of text messages, that's awfully low. You go through that in a conversation.
Yeah, you could.
A text conversation. But looking at it a little more, it looks like they're looking at U.S. Mobile. I guess that's who Palm is working with.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a $10 a month plan. So it's 250 minutes to talk, 1,000 text messages, and the gig of internet service. That's a little more.
Yeah.
But, again, I feel like 1995. But you just need to keep in communications. You know what? If it's got a little bit of availability to lock down,
right?
That is the perfect first phone.
Well, yeah, definitely,
Perfect first phone. I'm giving you this phone so that I can text you if I need to, or I can call you if I need to, or you can call me in an emergency.
Would you say that's your phone for your 10-year-old?
Yes.
Ten-year-old.
Yes, you're 10 to 12. 10 to 10. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we'll even go to 9. That's good. Nine to 12, provided you can lock it down so they still can't go through out there because the text messaging can immediately kill you.
Yeah, it could.
So it's got to be able to lock down to specific numbers, things like that. And
then
it's great. That would be a great deal, I think.
So Uber wants to sell you train and bus tickets. The ride-hailing company is looking for growth and craving revenue. Cities are unsure whether to welcome it.
They want to sell me a train ticket?
Here's what I'm seeing. I mean, you got Uber, you got the Uber Eats, but at some certain point, these, you know, companies like this are continuing to lose money.
Right.
So you got to look and exhaust every possible option that's out there.
So it really is just an offering to buy my transit, ticket,
right?
While I'm in my Uber,
right?
So that's making, of course, the assumption that I'm taking an Uber to get to my station.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this works in areas that aren't as dense or don't have as deep a public transportation system as New York.
Okay,
because I mean, let's face it, New York, you're always one bus ride away from a subway, if you need to take that bus, either.
Correct.
But New York is the anomaly there. New York is the outlier. Maybe that works. I mean, if you're taking an Uber that often,
I think I told you back in April, it was the first time I ever took an Uber.
Right. Okay.
Ever, and I know people live and die by it.
Right.
Mostly the. And I hate to say this because we sound older and older and older, but we are getting older and older and older.
Go ahead, say the M word.
The millennials, they live off of it. Like, right. I'm not buying a car.
Right.
I'll just Uber.
Look how much you spent on Uber in the last month.
Look at how much you spent for that ride going back and forth. And versus you had saved your money to go get a car.
Right.
You know, didn't have to be a new car.
Exactly. Doesn't have to be a big fancy schmancy car. First crop could be something cheap. Spend yourself a couple $100 a month. Yeah, you got to pay insurance. And you got to pay storage and maintenance, things like that. But of course, again, it also depends where you live.
Yeah, true.
In the city, it's a hard sell to convince someone they need to purchase a car if they live in the five boroughs. Hard sell. And especially if it's like Manhattan, many parts of the Bronx and/or Brooklyn. Car is almost like a liability. You don't use it except for the weekend. You don't need it at all during the week for a lot of people. So I can see that.
So we live out Long Island. We work in the city.
We have families. That makes a big difference.
Big difference. How many hours a day does your car sit in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. It sits for, on average, 11 to 12 hours.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
But for the evenings, for the weekends, yes, you definitely need a car.
Yes.
You definitely need a car. This is Late Night Parents. Ways to follow the show is latenightparents.com. Rich, how much sleep should you be getting?
I still go by that the old unwritten rule. Maybe it was written somewhere. 8 hours a night.
Okay.
That always seems to be the one that works well, right? It makes sense. Like a third of your day sleeping. It would make sense to me. The proper answer is probably until you wake up on your own. No, seriously, because you're getting to sleep what your body needs.
Right.
You know, so that's probably the correct answer. But I always think 8 hours. Six
so
to eight.
You're always running about all the time. Mm-hmm. Would you say?
I don't get anywhere near 8 hours of sleep a day.
Right, right.
You said should.
Should. Should.
I'm closer to that 6 hours that I mentioned.
6 hours.
Six and a half.
Okay.
That's my average.
Says healthy sleep makes a big difference in your day. But what exactly is healthy sleep? And it says, how much sleep do you need? The National Sleep Foundation guidelines recommend the following sleep ranges per night for each age group.
Okay.
Newborns.
Newborns. They're going to sleep all the time.
Right.
18 hours a day.
14 to 17 hours.
That was close.
Very close. Infants.
They're going to sleep a whole lot, too, but a little less. So let's go 12.
12 to 15.
Okay.
Toddlers.
I'm still sticking with 12. Not too much difference. Maybe
11 to 14.
Okay.
Preschool children.
They're going to be a little more active now. They're getting alive. So let's go 8 to 10.
11 to 12.
Okay. All right.
School-age children.
8 to 10. I'm sticking with that.
9 to 11.
Okay.
Teenagers.
Should. Sticking with 8.
8 to 10.
Okay.
Young adults and adults.
I guess. All right, we can bring it down a little bit. So if the 8 to 10 was before, I'm still sticking with 8. So I'll go 8 to 9.
7 and 9.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
And older adults.
We should sleep all day long and take naps. Two naps a day. Older adults, still, I'm holding on to my 8, but I'll bring it down a hair. We'll say 7 to 9.
You're right. 7 to 8 hours.
Okay.
You know, very, very
sleep is important. Sleep is when your body recuperates. Sleep is when your body repairs itself.
Yes, heals itself.
Mentally, you know, it's that rest. Even though the brain never stops, but you know, when you're sleeping, at least you're not actively giving it all those inputs and sensory overload and everything else. It's time when you can just slow down, and it does what it does when you're dreaming and all that kind of good stuff.
You ever notice when you're sleeping? Well, you ever notice like when you're not feeling well?
Mm-hmm.
You tend to sleep a little bit more.
Right. That's because your body's like, yo, I need a break.
I'm beat.
Yes. Yeah. And you even notice that also when if you do start getting run down, that's the time you get sick. I mean, it's not just sleep. It's your immune system. It's your mental system, mental capabilities. If you get really sleep deprived, you get foggy. You just can't think straight. Sleep is critical for your health, mental health, physical health.
Very, very important. The only question rhetorical question, you don't have to answer.
Uh-oh, go ahead. Hypothetically.
Do shapeshifters dream of electric sheep when they sleep?
What book was that?
Yeah, it's so funny. I got it from Fringe.
Yeah.
The TV show Fringe, but then Philip Dick.
Philip K. Dick, yes.
Yes,
thank
Philip
you.
K. Dick yes. has adaption of his TV show is Amazon Anthology show. So, who was going to say? Yesterday, last night, I was watching Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier. It was the heavyweight UFC. Cormier had the first three rounds.
Right.
Round number four.
Right.
Stipe starts hitting Cormier in the body. Mm. Gives him four or five body shots. That was it.
Really?
That was it.
Took a knee?
Out. He was
down.
Out. He didn't take a knee. Because if he had taken a knee,
right,
someone would have been, you know, upset. Yes. Bothered, yes. Concerned. Well,
sticking knees in. I can't get up.
He was out. He was out. I mean, and the thing is, I'll send you a picture of Daniel Cormier.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at him, his physique.
He's not super, if I remember, he's a pretty lean guy, right?
No. That's Johnny Bones Jones, okay. As you're thinking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. Daniel Cormier was you know, light heavyweight champion,
yep.
heavyweight champion.
Yep.
You know, his gut is about as big as mine.
Yet, he's MMA.
He's MMA. And I'm sitting here doing the show with you.
So let's get ready to rumble. Oh, yes, I see Daniel Cormier.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I've seen him before.
I'm expecting Daniel Cormier to show up in the WWE
mm-hmm.
any minute. Now. He's okay. done. I expect to see him on the MIC and show up probably for Survivor Series, make an appearance, and then or show up like around Royal Rumble and then,
okay.
you know, stuff like that. Other than that...
What you been watching?
What have I been watching? I think I told you last time I was watching The Boys.
Yes, and, I was about to ask you about The Boys.
It's great.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, one setting.
Yep. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. 8 episodes, I sat there and just blew through it.
Okay.
Just started watching season 2 of Mindhunter.
Okay, I have to get into that right yeah. now. I am halfway through Jack Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Good show.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely worth your watch. I'm like four episodes in.
Oh, first season. Docuseries, Meek Mill, Social Justice.
I do
want
to watch that, yeah. I got to check that out.
30-minute episodes. Easy. 5 Done. Episodes total.
That's 2 train rides.
You know, talking about his life. Yep. So, other than that, let me see, what else am I... I think that's about it. For what I'm watching, you know, of course, I saw tonight's episode of Fear the Walking Dead through the okay. AMC app.
Okay, all right. I started watching that show again.
It's yet. The only show that I could tell you that truthfully has rebooted itself about 3 or 4 times.
Right, which is good.
It really has.
I haven't watched since the first reboot,
and
I know I should.
Yeah, I would say it's interesting. It's
right.
They totally made it totally different from
Walking Dead.
And that's a good thing.
Good, that is a good thing.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
CyberStation USA.
Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
CyberStation, the USA, .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.